Let's pray. Yeah, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this morning. I thank you that we can come together and just worship you. And Lord, as we gather before you and your truth and your word, Lord, open our hearts and minds to what you want to say through me. Amen. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians 1:26 says this, "For consider your calling. For consider your calling." What is your calling? Is it to lead the church? Is it to be part of the worship group? Is it to stand up here and preach? Is it to stand up and be out in the streets? Be part of the outreach events? Part praise, admin, easy worship, tea and coffee? What is it? Shall I say it's none of them? Because our true calling is just to praise and worship a God that came and sent a Saviour for us.
Thank you, Lord,
so we can live. That is our true calling. Mm-hmm. It is also to come before Him as He calls us to follow Him in what He wants us to do in faith and obedience. Who's our hero? Who do we look to in our lives? Who's inspired us, encouraged us through our journey in this life? Could be a teacher, could be a family member, could be somebody at church. Who's our real hero? Is it a sports person? Salah might be there up there at the moment, Dave, mightn't he?
Yeah.
Who's our true hero? You know, when it comes to following Jesus, God calls us to be like Him. God calls us to be like Him. Holy, set apart, dedicated to Him, acceptable in His sight, just like Jesus is. You know, God sent His only Son, not only just to show us who He is in the flesh, He came to give us Jesus to show us how to live like Him. 2 Timothy 1:9 says this, "The one who saves us calls us to a holy calling, not because of our own works, but because of His purpose and grace, which He gave to us through Christ Jesus." The question here this morning is, as followers of Jesus, are we striving to be like Him, our ultimate hero? And this series of sacred pathways we've been looking at, it's a way to relate to God. It's a way to become more like Him. And as you look at the list up on the screen this morning, some will be more predominant to us than others. Some of us will be more natural to some of them, and some of them will scare us to death. But you know, like all pathways, to make the most of it, we need to travel along it. You see, these pathways are basically a journey in life. And the more we go along this pathway, the closer we become and the more we become like Jesus Himself. Because each one of these relates to Jesus' lifestyle. Each one of these is a pathway to life. In our small groups, which we just finished, I was in the spiritual discipline stroke practices one. And we talked about prayer. And we talked about the Sabbath. We talked about silence and solitude and fasting. And when you looked at them, you thought, how on earth do I fit all that into my busy schedule? How do I find time to sit there and do nothing? How do I time to have Sabbaths and fastings? And the biggest thing that came out of the group was, you need to practice it. You need to have a disciplined timetable in your life to fit these things in. Why? Because it's exactly what Jesus did. We need these disciplines and practices in our life if we are to truly become like Jesus. And these pathways are no different. You see, when we have habitual sin in our life, the only way to avoid it is to have a habitual following of Jesus. And like these disciplines I've talked about, we need to learn how to evolve these, practice them, develop them, grow in them. Psalm 25, verse 4 says this, "Make me to know your ways. Teach me your paths." Teach me your paths is a plural. David himself, when he wrote these Psalms, realized there are various ways to get to know God. And I like the way he says, "Make me know your ways." See, I don't think David's saying, "Come on, God, make me do this and force me to make me." What he's saying is, "Mold me like you are. Make me into the person you want me to be. Mold me to be like the God I am worshipping at the moment. Make me like Jesus," is what he's saying. You see, we all have prominent ones, as I've said before, and some will be easier than others for us. But you know, it doesn't mean we discard the rest. It doesn't mean we write the rest off because we don't fancy those. See, my so far journey, since I became a Christian 17 years ago, have been one challenge to another. See, I probably started, when I first started giving my life to Jesus, as probably the caregiver. That was my prominent gift, if you want, serving others. And that's the way I was. Set up, set down, making sure people were all right, making sure you guys were as you wanted it. My favourite verse when I first became a Christian was James 2. "Know my faith by my works." That's what I held on to. That's who I was. But you know, as time has evolved and I've travelled along this journey with him, others have been added to it. Now, I've got to be careful how I say this. It's a naturalist. Because I want to say naturist. Praising God while naked. But that is a different sermon. So it's a naturalist that I have found myself becoming. A farmer. Somebody who works the land. Somebody who works with what God created. I get such great blessing by working his land, watching things grow, knowing it's his power that's making this happen. The brilliant sunsets, the starlight, you know, these are the things I just go in awe of what he's created out there in the universe. The world is created, yet he knows every hair on my head. You know, that's how I've evolved. But it doesn't mean I've discarded becoming a caretaker. Okay. Caregiver. Or caretaker even. It's been added on and it's been built upon. Because suddenly I find myself as an intellectual. Get me, eh? Yeah, I know. I was as surprised as you were. Teaching team. I love studying the Bible. I love getting in there and digging in and finding out and teaching and putting a sermon together and doing all that. But it doesn't mean I've discarded becoming a naturalist or a caregiver. And recently, over the last few years, traditionalist has come up for me. Where have I found myself once a month? In a parish church, in the back in the village somewhere, in a traditional church, thinking, how on earth did I get here? Yet, when I look at the liturgy, when I look at the service, when I look at the communion service they give, There is such power. There is such power in it when you look at it properly and understand what the church was doing. And now I'm being challenged to be an activist. An activist. Standing up for the gospel. Street pastors has brought that out. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired. I've been sick and tired of making excuses for the gospel when we should be out there standing up for what we believe in. Yet I find myself with street pastors has taught me how to stand up for the gospel and not be fearful of it. And I'm now taking that out into my everyday. So when I get challenged on what I believe in, I'm not making excuses. And I'm not saying, well, I'm saying, this is what I believe in, guys. And if you don't like what you're hearing, that's not my problem. You know, you can look at these pathways with fear and trepidation. You can look at them thinking, how on earth do I become a sensate? I have no idea. But you know what? There's some divine, godly humour going on here. 2 Corinthians 12, 9 to 10. It says this. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. We just sang that before. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and calamities. For when I am weak, then I am strong.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
God takes our weaknesses in you and in me so he can be glorified in strength through you. What looks impossible in our own strength is made possible and found in him.
Amen.
Now, as a naturalist at school, I swore I would never work outside. Didn't want to know. It's cold, it's wet, it's horrible, it's windy. Yet, I find myself working outside in the wet and the wind and the cold. As an intellectual, I left school with no qualifications whatsoever. I hadn't got a GCSE, an O-level to my name. I never liked reading, couldn't stand books. Give me something to fix and mend and I was a happy chappy. Yet, I find myself reading and studying the Bible, standing up here, not only teaching here, but in three other churches. As a traditionalist, I found church was so dry and boring, I was no way going to become a Christian. It encouraged me to be a follower of Jesus in one way or the other. So where did he send me? OCF. Where did he send me back to? Bickerstaff. As an activist, I hate ruffling feathers. I hate confrontation. The default reply to my wife is, yes, dear. Okay? Remember that, Andrew. Write that down. It's worth having in your armour. Because all the married men are going. Yet, I find myself out on the streets, standing up for what I believe in. Don't care who I insult, because that's the truth. If they can't hear it and understand it, it's not my problem. But you know, at the end of the day, this is not a tick list either. It's not the point of more I do, the more I'll be accepted. You know, when we come before God, he says, in my house, there are many rooms. And when we come before him, and he goes, well, you've only got two. You've only got two out of this lot. I'm not sure what sort of room you're going to have. Peter, I think, ground floor, no ensuite. That'll do him. When I stroll up and say, here you go, God, I've got the lot, full house. Just give us the keys to the penthouse suite, and I'll leave you to it. It doesn't work like that. Each of us are unique. Remember that. Each of us will journey along these pathways in our own way and our own time, and we'll all do it differently. And you may not end up doing them all. The point is, are we adding to them as we journey? The point is, are we just sitting on the one we think we're comfortable with and ignoring the rest? Because if you are, you're not growing in Jesus. Because the only way you will grow in Jesus is to be challenged, to be different, and take on these as God challenges you to do so. It's not a fancy list where you think, oh, I fancy that one, and that one, but disregard the rest. See, we need to be challenged by God, and he will challenge us, as he's challenged me through my journey. But I haven't ignored the one I started with. I've built upon the rest that as he's been added to. And I hope my response is not, oh, not another one, is what's next? What are you adding to me so I can be more like Jesus? Yeah. See, the question is, are we more like Jesus now than when we were 12 months ago? Because if you are, brilliant. If you're not, you're going to have to start questioning why. Because our calling is to be more like him. Yeah. And it doesn't matter how quick or fast you do it, but you've got to ask yourself, am I growing in Jesus? And this list is the way in which you do so, by being added to and not being discarded by. But you know, these are called sacred pathways. He called them sacred pathways. Not just any old pathways we fancy. What does sacred mean? Sacred means something that's acceptable in something divine. It means to be dedicated to a person or a purpose. It means a sacrament, something made holy, something without blemish. It also means consecrated, something set apart. And this is what God wants for you and me. Followers of Jesus who are set apart, holy without blemish, people dedicated to him and acceptable in his sight, just like Jesus Christ is. The one we should be striving to be like, our ultimate hero. The one who inspires, the one who encourages, the one who builds us up, the one who took our sins on that cross, so we are now without blemish. Jesus is found in every sacred pathway up there. And we need to learn how to use each one of them to become our journey along our own pathways. The more we grow, the more we should realize that when we need these practices, these habits, these pathways, this becomes a lifestyle. It doesn't become a burden, it becomes a lifestyle. And that's what Jesus is calling us today, is to be like him. He doesn't want to lay burdens on us. He will never put upon you more than what you can cope with. The best antidote to sin is to become more like Jesus. So let's consider our calling, because it's a holy one. It's a calling to become more like Jesus as we journey down these pathways. Because when we do, we become more like our hero. And these practices, these pathways become habitual. They become a lifestyle. People see it in us. People want to be like us. But don't discard the ones you don't fancy. Be challenged by him to the ones he knows you can deal with. Because we want to become that complete package for God, don't we?
Yeah.
Because that's what we were created to be. Just like him, in his image. We become right with him. And we do, it becomes natural. It doesn't become a burden. Psalm 16:11, I'll finish with. I wanted to read this earlier, but it says this: you make known to me the path of life. You make known to me the path of life. In your presence, there is fullness of joy.
Yeah, thank you,
Lord. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. This is what he wants for you and me. Joy in his presence and pleasures forevermore. Look at the list. Write it down if you need to. Go home and pray over it. Ask God, what's next? What's next down my pathway to make me more like you? And this morning we'll probably finish with a song. And if you're not sure, or you're stuck, or you don't know, I'll invite you up for prayer, because I think it's important that you know which direction you're going down next. And it may be a place of a season where you don't go anywhere. And you just hold on to the pathways you've got already. But I believe God is challenging each and every one of us to look again and say, what's next? How do I grow in you? Because I want to be more like you. Let's pray. Yeah, Lord, I thank you for your word this morning. And I pray this morning that we are challenged.
Yeah.
I pray this morning that we do look at ourselves and say, okay, Lord, what's next in my life? Because I pray this morning our heart's desire is to become more like you as we journey down these pathways with you, not alone, not isolated, but hand in hand with you, Lord. And I pray this morning you reveal to us our next step, our next pathway, our next way through to you. And Lord, over these coming weeks as we look at this series, Lord, I pray that we are challenged more and more to become like the Jesus that came to save us. So Lord, help us consider our calling and let it be a holy one. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.